The first time I interviewed Jan Pruitt, it was like talking with an expert or academic who just happened to have the warmth of an old friend and the passion of an advocate. Here's what she had to say after the Hunger in America report was released in 2014.
The stereotypes that so many people have about who's hungry in America or who's hungry in North Texas are just wrong.
That report's counterintuitive findings revealed that 3 out of every 5 food bank clients had a job, and the vast majority had permanent housing. Those who worked with Pruitt say she cared and she got it. That was true when one of the food bank's founders, Liz Minyard, helped hire her in 1997.
I've always said, whether it's in a corporate life or in a nonprofit world, when you get the right person in the right job, it's just almost magical.
Pruitt was living in Lancaster, a stay-at-home mom with 4 kids, when her priest called, asking her for help. She started small, at a service agency in the suburbs south of Dallas. Liz Minyard says working with people in need in her own community helped shape her into the dynamic leader she became.
You know, it's hard to find someone with that passion and that understanding, comprehension. She's been there in the community. She's been in the trenches. She just has done such an incredible job that she will be very hard to replace.
The North Texas Food Bank serves 13 counties. The first year she was in charge, it gave out 11 million meals. The latest count? 70 million. Lou Grabowski is a former food bank board member. He says Pruitt wasn't just about quantity.
What Jan has led really over probably the past 15 years is this transformation from just, quote, food to nutritional food.
Her philosophy transformed many pantries into many markets. Poultry, produce, and fresh herbs took center stage alongside the traditional cereal and dried beans. She also made sure low-income kids were taken care of after school by giving them backpacks full of food to take home every weekend.
If you can't really relate to that, you can't relate to anything around hunger. And Jan led that.
She talked about that program in a Dallas Business Journal video back in 2013.
I know that on my worst day, I know that that Friday, 11,000 backpacks are going to go to kids and they're going to eat over the weekend because of our efforts.
Fighting hunger is like trying to solve an intractable puzzle. What set Pruitt apart, her admirers say, is the fearless way she took it on.
Without Jan, we wouldn't be where we are.
The task of replacing her is almost inconceivable. The folks involved, including Chief Operating Officer and Interim CEO Simon Powell, are determined to charge ahead. After all, it's what Jan Pruitt would do. Courtney Collins, KERA News.